Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
The leaders of G20 nations meeting for crisis talks, Germany officially slipping into recession and many other nations teetering on the edge, big banks going, ironically, bankrupt, a volatile share market dipping and diving every second day. The global economic crisis has now been called the worst financial downturn since the Great Depression. We've heard the experts tell us what went wrong and what might happen next. But there's one viewpoint we haven't yet heard, the divine viewpoint. What might God be saying to us through the global economic crisis? That's the question that came to me as I was praying one day. What we decided to do with it was invite the national leaders of 8 Christian denominations to pray, study, reflect, and give their responses. You're going to hear those responses tonight and next week. 8 denominations, by the way, that broadly represent the full scope of the Australian Church. Tonight you're going to hear leaders from Anglican, Baptist, Lutheran and Assemblies of God churches, starting with the Reverend Ross Clifford, President of the Baptist Union of Australia. Here's what he thinks God might be saying to us through this crisis.
God is really laying something on my heart and saying to me personally, and I think to all of us, about what's happening here. And he's saying we need to get back to core values, basic values, that we've got to get away from the values of greed and materialism, and we've got to get back to values of trusting in him, of finding service one with another, finding our joy in friends and family and relationships with God. I really think it's a call for all of us to find out what really makes us tick, what's significant for our community, what's significant for our families, and what's significant for our own individual lives. And I think a society is going to be really much more healthy and alive when it returns to these basic values and finds itself living out the sort of the values of the Sermon on the Mount, care and love for each other. We've got to trust in God. I've got to trust in God for what's significant and just rest in him. I think for too often we have trusted society and trusted the markets and trusted business, and we've forgotten the message of the fall. And the message of the fall is that while we care for each other and love each other and see the best in each other, we've also got to know that we are drawn to do things that don't produce the best for ourselves or for God or for each other. And we've allowed markets to be deregulated and not put in the things that are consistent with a fallen society, putting in the processes and putting in the corrections and putting in the accountability that assures that, you know, fallenness can't run away, as we've seen with the greed that's happened here. So I think it's reminding us that the Bible really does tell us that we are fallen and that we should ensure that our structures, our markets, our government, our churches all put things into place that make sure that the fallenness of society doesn't get out of control and goodness reigns. So I think the real good positives come out of this. Remember who we are fallen. Make sure we just don't trust in ourselves. We put in regulations as we should, but also remember who we are. We're people that trust in God, trust in each other, find our fulfillment there, and thank God we're being moved away from materialism. Lot to learn here, a lot of good changes, and a society I think can be the richer from what's taking place.
Mm. Ross Clifford, President of the Baptist Union of Australia there. From the Baptists to the Anglicans, Archbishop Philip Aspinall is the Anglican Primate of Australia. Here's what he thinks God might be saying to us through the global economic crisis.
Well, I think there are a number of different levels at which God speaks through it. The first is that human beings, by making their own decisions in unwise ways, can cause a lot of hurt and a lot of mess. And I think we're seeing that around the world now. We really do have to take responsibility, and we do have to take care about how we organise our affairs. Because in the end, it's vulnerable people who will be hurt most when things go wrong. And God has a special care for vulnerable people. Loans have been made to people who really don't have the capacity to repay. So those people and their families are hurt. We're seeing homes repossessed and people homeless at one end of the spectrum. At another end, we're seeing people with massive credit card debts that they really are trapped by. God is concerned, I'm sure, for poor and vulnerable people, and they get chewed up and spat out in this mess. At another level, though, there's a spiritual dimension to all of this. A number of people have reflected on the way in which underlying the crisis is human greed, and I think there's an element of truth in that. But also it's about materialism and people thinking that they can find meaning and purpose and value in life by acquiring things. Perhaps we've been blinded too much by very far-reaching advertising industry and so on to think we can find ultimate happiness in things when we can't. Real happiness derives from relationships with God and with each other. I think God might be saying something about our culture of instant gratification. God might be saying something about unreal expectations. And I think it pushes us back to some really basic questions which faith attempts to answer. Questions about what is our purpose, what is really valuable, where do human beings get a sense of purpose and meaning from. Perhaps the message coming through is get back to the basics. You know, not overreaching ourselves, not getting into risky areas, put proper controls and proper accountabilities in place in our commercial lives with each other. But at a personal, spiritual level, get back to the basics. You know, you will not find ultimate meaning and satisfaction in acquiring material things.
This is Open House right across Australia. We're wondering what God might be saying to us as Australians through the global financial crisis. We've asked 8 leaders of Christian denominations to pray and reflect, and you are hearing 4 of those leaders tonight. You'll hear the other 4 next week. You can find transcripts of these messages, by the way, on theopenhouse.net.au right now. Pastor Brian Houston from the Assemblies of God churches in just a minute, but now the Reverend Dr. Mike Semler, President of the Lutheran Church of Australia. Here's what he thinks God might be trying to whisper to us, try to say to us through this economic season.
I'm not a financial guru, but I am surprised that so many seem to have been shocked by the global financial crunch. Too many financial dealings have been brokered devoid of a solid base. Surely even history points to a corrective at some time or another. For Christians, there are 2 realms in action here. For those for whom Jesus Christ is Lord, there's the assurance that he will walk with us if we lose our jobs and when we suffer financial difficulties. Mind you, some will look back at this time and since the time when their fortunes changed for the better. Being in the right place at the right time, it always happens. But for Christians, there is real treasure, which no moth or rust can erode. The treasure of new hope, new starts, and eternity in paradise with our merciful Saviour, regardless of what this life gives us. It's in this life, the realm of nature and systems, which also belongs to God, that he allows correctives and calamities to take place, even though he limits the extent to which they'll go. We blame greed for our predicament, fair enough. But whenever we place something in front of God as being more important than he is, it's called idolatry. Now, you might think that being shown the shaky foundation in which the love of money is based, and it is the love of money, not the money itself, which is the problem, that suddenly we should give up on false gods and look to that which is eternal. Some will, most will not. So what will we learn? Surely the global financial market crash shows us how interconnected we are, all members of the one human family and economy. We're not isolated from each other. We're all touched by the crisis. Fear takes over, blame's levelled with banks, governments, big business, usually the prime targets. Perhaps we would do well to remember the part we all play in it, living well beyond our means, placing our trust in the wrong things. Let's learn money is a good servant, but a terrible master. Maybe we will see life as much more than goods and possessions. From the point of view of a Christian, I mean, we really do have to reassess where we are. We just don't understand, I don't believe, what great God we have and what grace is offered to us. I think this is a real shake-up for us. To people who don't have Christianity to look to, I think it's also a great corrective. And I think he's saying, come on, there are real things out here. You cannot live by yourselves. You cannot just be isolated. You are living together in community. And there are people to be handed, to be helped. And the blessings that you have are to be shared. Others are not blessings at all.
Mike Semler from the Lutheran Church of Australia there. All right, the final voice tonight is Pastor Brian Houston. He's the president of the Assemblies of God Churches in Australia. Here's what he thinks God might be saying to us through the global economic crisis.
Well, we are living in interesting times. The Bible speaks of a time when anything that can be shaken will be shaken. And it describes the things that are being shaken as things that are made. So man-made systems, such as stock markets and economies, are always subject to shaky or difficult times. They're the things that can be shaken. In 2008, we see some people losing homes, losing money, losing hope. Families, banks, and some of the world's most high-powered governments are taking desperate measures to prevent what some are predicting to be the greatest financial crisis since the Great Depression. Many people are asking, where's God in all of this, and what is he saying to you and me? Well, so many circumstances in life are beyond our control. It can begin to seem that we're without hope. But I want to encourage you, when everything else seems lost, God is still in control. He is the unshakable, the absolute. And as stocks plummet or costs rise and financial pressures close in around and about us, we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. You see, in the midst of such turbulence, we look to the Creator and we trust in His promises. I believe that God is calling us to stop trusting in human institutions and in worldly riches and to honor Jesus in our lives. He alone is unchanging and ultimately in control over all things. Many Australians today are facing great pressure. Some are experiencing great loss. We're up against pressures that test our dreams, that test our goals and our commitments and maybe even our faith. For some, they haven't actually lost anything, but just the fear of loss is ruling them. Life is full of disappointments, changing circumstances, challenging moments. And in the middle of it, we ask ourselves three questions. Will this disappointment affect my faith in Christ, the power of His word, the truth about His heart to save, heal, and transform the lives of people? Will it discourage me from believing in people and believing in myself? To live a lifetime of service to Christ, you and I will have to make a decision that no disappointment will sway us away from that course. The redemptive theme of hope is woven through the Bible continuously. As tensions currently rise both globally and right in our own backyard, I believe that God is calling the church to rise up and bring hope and solutions to a community in desperate need. Let's not stop being generous. God says, prove me in this. See if I'll not open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing there will not be room enough to contain it. Let's not lose perspective. Don't lose sight of what really matters. Instead, I encourage you to go to the Word of God, find out what Jesus has to say about finances, pressure, and worry. Have an absolute and steadfast commitment that you're a person of faith and prayer. We need to be reminding ourselves that the Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday in good times, today in tough times, and forever and ever, He is the same.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.